My brother outruns a dog on West Concord Street. It is 1999. On the way home, the sidewalks sabotage our feet with unequal bricks. Our legs drag from school. Straight home, my mother says, every morning. It is the afternoon. The church bells corral ladies to the sidewalk. God has a message every day. They listen and mourn a man who died, Rose. Each a version of our grandmother. Cracked black skin, hidden under white gloves. Cloaked knuckles, clutching aluminum-covered fried chicken. The smell floats past us, hungry latchkey kids. Almost mesmerizing. So enthralled, we don't notice the dog. Panting, this dog alive. The first one we've ever seen. We are rooted. The dog with a stare more confident than all my 9 years. My sister, 7. My brother, a restless wedge between us. He is named after our father, but we call him something else. We build a distance in the naming. My father believes my brother is just a boy. My mother tells me he needs the pills to focus. My father teaches the boy about fire, hovers his small palms above boiling water. My brother survives the heat. He is reborn unafraid. My brother is darker than us all. No one calls him a curse aloud. Instead, the recommendations are made, enough to prune his unruly edges. My brother has this look. The first time I see it is after he beats a boy who pushes our sister. My brother watches the stray with a look that reminds me that he knows how to protect. In this stillness, he is almost foreign, serious, his face plastered against the dog's howling, our bodies still suspended, his body still and unafraid, his legs churn. Sudden sprint past the dog, towards home, his brown legs whisking beyond the dog's heaving, the bite devastatingly close against a martyr in flight. Yet it all stops, fleeting as it began. The disinterested animal cowers down the street, disappears. This beastly apparition my brother barely remembers, the speed of rising, a feeling he'll never unlearn.